This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 3/29/2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm astrologer and card reader Myrna Lamb here with you right until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions. And if you're new to the program and you don't know exactly what's going on, all you have to do is stay tuned because I'm going right to the phones and you'll get the drift. The most important thing to know is when you call in and speak to Ken, he asks your first name and you can make it up. He asks your birthday. I need the truth. And when you come through to me, I need you to ask me one specific question just because time doesn't permit us to look at everything. Now, if this is not all totally clear, it will be momentarily because I'm going to the phones right now. We're going to start with Bob in Rehoboth. Bob, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Myrna.
Hi, Bob. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm wondering sometime this year if meeting a woman, not so much the boyfriend-girlfriend dating thing, but, oh, just some depth, some common interest, just for some good quality conversation here and there on a get-together, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that hard to do?
Yes and no. A lot of times things are kind of like, you know, cut and dry. It's sort of like, well, is this a date or whatever, but I'm busy, I'm comfortable with myself, but it's always nice to develop another quality friendship with women, as, you know, there's a certain amount of turnover in that department of life. And then if something else develops down the road, that's fine. But I'm kind of interested about, you know, that attraction without, you know, the being based on the boyfriend-girlfriend intimacy level, per se.
So you're not necessarily looking for a sex partner and a potential wife, but you want someone to go to a movie with?
Or just go out and have something to talk about and
laughs. What I'm really asking you, Bob, is to be very honest with yourself. Because, you know, there's lots of possibilities here. You don't have to want a wife right now. You don't have to want a committed partner right now. But if what you'd really like to have is, you know, a casual relationship that has every aspect to it without necessarily strings, that's okay too. I mean,
right,
it's okay
to
ask for what you want, but don't kid yourself.
You know, like that with, you know, in some, you know, some common interest and, you know, some depth, you know, not just, you know, the surface attraction per se. So,
well, where does it start for you? What's the first thing? I mean, doesn't it start with you look at someone and you find her attractive or not?
A little bit, but I always find it interesting to be able to talk to somebody, and when the conversation is over, neither of us know what, say, each other do as an occupation, per se, that there's other things going on.
Okay, Bob, all right. I wanted to ask because there is a woman who falls in the third house away from you and another who falls in the fifth. And the third house is someone who is a friend. The fifth could be someone who might be a relationship. So I really needed to understand what you were talking about. Because, you know, most of the time when you meet a woman who's no longer, say, 20 or 30 years old, a little bit, you know, beyond that, that most of them are looking for a relationship, and what you're saying is you're not. You just want to get into a situation where you've got someone to talk to whose opinions you might enjoy, et cetera, and so forth.
Well,
I think that sums it up.
Do some things, and then maybe later on, but not,
okay.
not necessarily.
Right. Here's what I've got for you, Bob. There is a woman who falls in the third house, and the third house represents the kind of relationship that I think sort of kind of maybe perhaps is what you're talking about. And the third house represents doing things. It's like going to a club or like going to a class of some sort. So if you really want seriously, to meet a woman with whom you can have something in common and some ideas to exchange, then I would suggest that you decide on something that you find interesting, whether that's playing chess or checkers or taking up ceramics or bike riding, and join a club or take a class. Because at such a place, you will indeed meet a woman who has similar interests and with whom you could have an animated conversation, and then who knows? Bob, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lori in Providence. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Lori, let's see. You're born at the tail end of the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
Where is my the relationship that I have right now headed for this year?
Okay. You're born under Taurus, and what is this man's birth date?
10-4.
10-4, so he's born under the sign of Libra. Mm-hmm. And the King of Diamonds represents him in my system, and the Queen of Clubs represents you. So let's see what I've got here in the way of these cards. I'm sure he's in here somewhere, and so are you. I found him. Okay. All right. I assume that he was married and divorced at some time. Was there not also a relationship after that, a relationship of some consequence?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying that he still cares for her, but something that relates to her still hangs around
mm-hmm.
and overshadows or somehow intercedes or interferes with your relationship. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. When I move past that, you fall in his fifth house, which is love and romance. I don't have any doubt that he cares about you. Not only that, but another picture that represents you falls in the box of marriage. So this is a relationship that would seem to have a lot of possibilities as long as you are not jealous or possessive or overly fixated on whatever the other stuff is. Because as a Libra, he has to take his time to find his way through that other stuff before you will feel on any real level that the commitment to you is a wholehearted one.
That makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Sarah in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. Appreciate you asking. And I see that you are born at the very beginning of the sign of Aquarius. And what's your question for me?
I actually just want to know about business and work-related.
Okay.
I'm in the human service field, and as you see with all of the cuts that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to know what that looks like, because there's other things that could be on the horizon that, you know, for my own business, but...
I know right away for you.
Okay.
This may be a transitional year for you. There are things winding down and others that are indeed building up, because the really important year for you is going to be the year 2009. So, for example, you mentioned you have a business of your own on top of the job.
Mm-hmm.
It may very well be possible that next year you can segue from the job into building your business into something that's more full-time.
Okay.
Is there a man who's involved with you somehow in this business?
My husband.
Okay. He falls right with you, and the cards really do suggest that the two of you together have some very interesting skills. There's kind of a blend between the creative and the administrative that the two of you bring into this, and that's what's going to make it work long term, not right now.
Okay.
If you were saying to me, can I leave my job, you know, as iffy, whatever, and make my private business full-time, the answer would be absolutely not. Not now, and you know that.
Right.
But next year, it's really possible. And if it doesn't completely gel in 09, it will in 10.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to San in Windham, Connecticut. Hi, San. Welcome to the program. You got to turn off the radio and listen to me.
Yeah, okay. Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. And I see that you are an Aquarian. And what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm going through the divorce, and it's finalizing in May. Just wondering, like, you know, I'm planning to move ahead and planning to move out of where I'm living, different state. What do you think? Is it possible, or it's going to be all right?
All right, so you're going through a divorce right now.
Yeah.
And when it's resolved, you want to make some substantial changes, including perhaps moving from where you are living right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
To different state,
yeah. Your cards are much, much nicer in the distance than they are right now in Windham, Connecticut. So I heartily support your idea of relocating. The cards are so different. It's literally night and day. It's not working for you to be where you are. I do see the desire to be elsewhere. I think it can work for you.
Okay.
And it looks as if it could be pulling together for you as soon as between July and November of this year.
July and November this year?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, San, thank you for the call.
All right.
1-800-421-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I have one line available for you. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you. Let's start right now with Amy on a car phone. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey there, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you. I just realized I've got Amy and Johnston. Amy on the car phone is second, believe it or not. Amy one and Amy two. You're Amy one and you're a Libra. And what's your question for me?
I have a question about my career path. I was just wondering if you see any changes happening.
Okay. Let's take a look. You're the Queen of Diamonds. And how long have you been working in this particular field?
7 years.
Okay. So pretty much since you got out of school?
Yep.
Okay. Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And I know that there are some interesting planets shaping up for you the end of this year, the end of next year. And I think you're beginning to have this kind of premonition that it's time to make a change in your life.
Yeah.
And you are correct. You have beautiful cards in terms of the potential to make a change. The only problem is that you need to do some homework and you don't want to.
Oh.
Yes, you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you need some credentials.
Yeah.
More than you've got.
Yeah.
And that's all. If you really want to move on, the answer is yes, you can. Why? For one thing, you've got the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the first house, and that really promises you some sort of a reward for the effort you make.
Okay.
You also fall up in your own 10th house, and the 10th house represents career advancement, but the eighth house is whether you have really got the goals in order and the tools needed to achieve the goal. And the ninth house has to do with credentials. And in both places, I have spades saying, uh-uh.
Right.
Well, then you know what you have to do, but at least you know that there is the promise at the end of the effort. So get to it, Amy.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Amy, number two on a car phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
Hi. It's oddly enough, I have a question about my career path also.
I'm not in the least bit surprised. Two Amys in a row would invariably have the same question. And I see that you're a Gemini, which is yet again another air sign. So tell me specifically what your question is.
Well, I'm not feeling challenged enough in my current job.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I want to stay within the same career, but I'm wondering if maybe another place would be better for me.
Sure. How long have you been at this company?
Not very long.
A year?
Less.
Okay.
About 6 months.
So you took this job, and in 6 months, you already realized, oh, I'm bored.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty much.
Well, I can understand that. You fall right in the first house of the reading, and your third house cards show it's okay. And the fifth house cards say it's not very creative, and it's not focused. And the sixth house says, I don't like the work itself. And the tenth house says, I don't think I'm going anywhere in this company.
Yes.
How does that sum that up?
Pretty much exactly.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what the cards say, so you're right. So start looking. Now, can you find something else? And soon the answer is yes. And the nice thing is you can find something that's really quite close to where you live. You do not have to go far afield. The very best cards of all are sort of like in your neighborhood. So
It's
almost like a 4 to 9 mile radius from where you're living that I see you finding something that's a lot better. And, you know, you're so young, it doesn't make any sense to stay in a job that doesn't really satisfy you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mildred in Pawtucket. Mildred, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
How are you, Mildred?
Fine, thank you.
And your reason for calling me, please?
The reason for calling is it's similar to this Bob gentleman that you were speaking with.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking for a male friend. Not a relationship.
Right.
I'm a widow, 74 years of age, cancer of the...
Well, you're a little older than Bob, so
okay.
If you were hoping for something there, Mildred, it's not going to work.
Okay.
As far as meeting men, I must say, it's certainly a lot harder when you get to be older. But if you're older and really still in great health, then I would advise you do something like go to a gym. Or literally take dance classes, do something that's physical, because you will meet, especially in the gym, there are a lot of elderly men who are still in great shape, walking, running, swimming, working on the machines, and you get into conversation with these people, and anything is possible, Mildred. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Marianne on a car phone. Welcome to the program, Marianne.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're a Scorpio.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm calling because I'm at the position in life where I can't afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure if I want to do that or if I should continue. I'm right now, you know, fine with where I'm staying, but I don't know if I should buy a house or rent another.
Okay. Well, you know, the situation right now is pretty terrific for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
The interest rates are good. There's a tremendous amount of inventory out there. So the question comes down to what's your emotional pulse on this and how do you feel about, literally, how do you feel about the idea of owning a home? Because you are a Scorpio, the best way for you to make a decision is by getting in touch with your emotional center. Now, you said it's not a problem with the money, and I agree. And when I look at these cards, you've got the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the box of real estate. However, the fourth house can represent what you're renting, what you're leasing, what you buy. It can be a single-family home. It could be a duplex. It could be a condo. So the cards are not going to tell me what kind of thing. However, if you seriously think you'd like to own something, I can't imagine the times getting much better than this. Can you?
No, I know that.
So let's think this forward one more step, Marion, because clearly the cards say you can do this. So here would be my thinking process if I were you. My thinking process would be, okay, let's say I buy something and then I meet Mr. Wonderful and I want to marry him. And he has a better place than I do. What do I do?
Right.
Well, you have two options. One, you can sell what you've got or you can rent it out and you have investment property. So how can you lose when the market is on your side, the interest rates are good, and you've got the money?
I don't know.
Well, that's why that's why you called me. So I'm not going to tell you what you quote-unquote should do, but I can tell you that if you go forward and buy, as I see it, it will work out for you long run, even when you meet Mr. Wonderful. Thanks for the call, Marianne. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, and we're going to talk with Debbie in Lincoln. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Debbie.
Well, listen, you know, I could keep you busy for several hours, but I'll try and taper it down.
I am available. I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay.
And the phone number there is 333-7970, 333-7970. Of course, that's not free. So go ahead, Deb. What's your question for tonight?
Okay. Well, we've had a number of issues in our household from health. I mean, just a number of things have happened. I'm starting to think I have a spell on me. But the most recent thing is my 18-year-old son has gotten in a couple of serious accidents over the last 5 months.
Oh, dear.
One of them seems to, like, it's going to have legal ramifications.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you see anything with it or how it will
resolve. The Queen of Spades is you because you're a Pisces. What is your son's birth date, month and day?
His birthday is June 2nd.
So he's a Gemini, which is the sign of automobiles and has a lot to do with distraction. Was he drinking?
I believe he was.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, well, he's going to suffer consequences.
Okay.
And they're not going to be fun. But he'll get through it and he'll learn from it.
Okay.
So mostly, it was all property damage, though, wasn't it, thank God?
It was just him and it was just his vehicle.
Thank goodness. That keeps him out of really serious circumstances. But if he were my son, I would hope that the consequences would be pretty extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I do.
Because I would like my son to live to be 99 years old.
Correct.
And if this kid keeps on going the way he is, he won't.
Right.
So he has to learn, and he's old enough, unfortunately, so he has to learn it, and you can't do anything about it. I do believe he will suffer consequences. I do believe that's a very good thing for him, and he'll be okay in the long run.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the call, Debbie. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Okay. Ken says, I shouldn't take another call right now because we're very close to news at the bottom of the hour. So instead, let me just take a minute to let you know some of the things that I'm involved with. You know, I've mentioned my book to you. Well, I had a client in my office today who had never seen the book and was quite impressed with it and said that it was scary accurate. So that made me very happy, and I just want to share that. The book name is The Astrology of Great Sex. And the real reason that it's kind of an interesting and very different book is that it's full of vignettes from people like you who sent in completed sex surveys anonymously, just gave me addresses, no names, and I've quoted them in the book. So you look yourself up and you won't believe how much you have in common with what is the sun sign you're born under. That's very much what the book is about, The Astrology of Great Sex, available bookstores and, of course, also Amazon.com. I'm Myrna Lamb. I've got a lot more to talk with you about and lots more calls to take from you at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. On the other side of the news, which is coming up right now here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO 630 and 99.7 FM up until 7 o'clock this evening, taking your calls and making predictions. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's start with Christine in Tiverton. Christine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Christine. And let's see, you're born right on one of those turnabout days, right at the very beginning of Leo. Mm-hmm. And what's your question for me?
I just wondered if you saw marriage or children in my future at all.
Marriage or children?
And or.
I kind of thought you meant marriage and children. Is there a man yet?
No.
Well, I think we have to start with finding a man. Let's start with that. How do you think? What do you think of that? Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll look for the man. Let's see what I can do. All right. The Queen of, the Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you, and I have that card. And I look for men to fall in the fifth or the seventh houses, and I look for men to fall on the surface of the reading. There's men all around the place. There's a couple of men who are sort of in your neighborhood, men you see around. There's a man who has a position of some responsibility, but he's too old for you. He's like 8 or 9 years older than you are, and you're not interested. So that's three of the kings sort of ruled out. The fourth one either works at the same company where you work or has business with your company, and so you have a chance to see him on occasion. Mm-hmm. And he's described as the king of clubs, meaning an earth sign man. Now, Earth and the sign of Leo are not the easiest of combinations. It can work, but it works mostly if you as a Leo don't expect that the Earth sign man is necessarily the dynamo that you might be, but he's more marriageable as a result. And this man is described as someone who is interested in the potential to settle down. And he's a man who I expect you to meet in two different time spans. Again, I think he's someone who you've probably met already. And so you see him, but maybe you don't recognize him as potential. So I expect that you're going to see him at a stretch of time between 4 weeks from now and 7 weeks from now. And you may sort of not realize that it's him. And then in October, something is going on where you have more of a chance to talk with him rather than sort of in the passing way that can happen at work. So I don't know whether there's going to be a conference or a seminar or something. Do you go to anything like that ever?
Not usually, no.
Okay. There is some kind of experience that has to do with work where that's out of the ordinary and that I think is going to happen in October.
Okay.
And that's when I think you'll really actually get together with this man. Between now and then, you're not going to be sitting home alone. This guy's around you all the time, Christine. You know that.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just a matter of the right one, and I think that this man who I expect you to encounter between 4 weeks from now and 7 weeks from now, maybe you don't even realize it, and then in October, something happens, and you realize, oh, that's him, I get it, and then something does open up. And then, of course, you have to call and tell me. Christine, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. John, on a car phone, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm well, John, and I see that you're a Libra, and what's your question for me?
I'm wondering about a purchase for a car, whether I should go ahead with it or not.
Okay. Have you ever owned a car?
Yeah. It's actually worth turning one in, and wondering if turning it in and getting this other one is a good idea right now.
As opposed to?
Writing out the lease.
Oh, I see. So you have a lease right now, and you're wondering whether to turn it in and get a different car. Got it. Okay. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And when I look in the third house, the cards there look pretty nice. They don't necessarily connote making a change. Now, hold on a second, and let me see what's going on here. Okay, you've got to turn your radio down. That's working against both of us. All right, I have the card that represents you. And what I'm seeing, there's a 2 and a 9 in two places together. Nines represent sort of opening up and expanding your own horizons, and twos are about money. So if you ride out the lease, what's the disadvantage? There really isn't one. But if you cut short the lease, don't you lose something in the way of money?
Yeah, a little bit.
Exactly. So that's the 2 and the 9. When I look at the at your third house cards, I think what this comes down to is you just really want to buy that car. And that's the motive for wanting to get out of the lease. But is there really a big difference from my vantage point? Would it be a bad thing to hold on to the lease? No. So if you really want the car and the only way to do that right now is to, you know, pay out the lease, then so be it. There's not a problem either way, John, not as I see it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. 438-WP. Speaking of cars, I've got to tell you this. You know that I was away for a while, and I was in Rome, Italy, and I think I must have seen 5,000 smart cars. Do you know what the smart car is? It's just beginning to be seen in America, and it's a great-looking little thing. It looks like somebody took a regular sedan and cut it off behind the front seat. Anyway, we were fascinated by them. And just the other day, when I was in Lincoln, Rhode Island, I saw a smart car right in the middle of Lincoln. I was floored. So now there's a car I'd love to get. Okay, let's talk to Walter on a cell phone. Walter, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm traveling back to North Carolina. I wonder how my investment properties in North Georgia are going to sell so I can reinvest them in either property in Rhode Island or more property in North Carolina in terms of rental, and how my renovation is going to go.
Okay, that's a little bit broad, but let me see what I can help you with in terms of real estate in general, Walter. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you as a Libra, and I certainly think we'd love to welcome you to Rhode Island. Most of the time people are calling me and telling me that they're moving to South Carolina, North Carolina, or Florida, for that matter. So I love the reverse. Okay, you have several pieces of property that you're talking about here. There are
correct.
Two that show up. Primarily, one has been a real pain in the butt, and the other one's been a gold mine for you right from the very beginning. So
that's right.
The one that's been really good won't be a problem for you, whether you want to continue to hold on to it or sell it. Either way, that will be a success. The one that's been a pain in the butt is when you're going to have to decide to cut and run, because you've got what we have here is all four suits all over the place. All four suits represents the concept of being unclear, confused, and unsettled. I think you really need to make a very specific plan with regard to each one of those properties. Now, you want to sell so that you can buy other stuff, but maybe you don't want to sell both of them. Maybe you want to hold on to one for a while longer because it works for you to own that. So,
well, yeah, that's the case. The one that works is a big rental machine. The other stuff that trying to get rid of is land, is raw land.
Well, raw land is a lot tougher to deal with for most people. And maybe if you're doing real well with the rental stuff, maybe you can cut your price on that raw land and just sort of get out from under and take whatever you have and run with it, because obviously you know how to do rentals very successfully. Good luck with that, Walter. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Nancy in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Nice to speak. You.
Thank you, Nancy. I see you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
Was wondering what you see in terms of me and my son moving to another town for a better school system.
Okay, so you don't want to go to Georgia right away?
Right, no.
Oh, good. I mean, I don't want to keep on trading people out, you understand? Okay, Nancy.
Understand.
The Queen of Hearts is you. You have two children?
Just one.
Just one. And what is his birthday?
7/4/96.
7/4 makes him born under the sign of Cancer, which is the Jack of Spades, and so he'd be just new into he'd be going into middle school.
Right.
Okay. I have the Jack of Spades, and all right. Okay. He's not thrilled about this, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's kind of it's a new thing. Just talking about it. The other school isn't addressing anything.
Okay. No, I'm not quarreling with you about the idea of relocating for a better school system. I think that's a perfectly valid reason to move. Of course, if I ran the world, I think that I would combine almost all of our communities and create one huge school system fix things up like that. But I don't run the world, at least not yet. So, but what I just wanted you to know that right away what I could see here was that your son was not thrilled with the concept of moving. So you have to make it clear to him that this is Rhode Island. And even though most people in Rhode Island think that calling from Woonsocket to Warwick is a long-distance call, that you could actually go and visit his friends in the old neighborhood after moving to a new one. I also think it would be helpful to take him with you on the house hunting.
Oh, all right. That's a good idea.
Let him be very much part of the process, and that's going to take care of some of his concerns. And if you start showing him houses with nice yards and you drive him past the schools and whatever, that will make a difference. You have three clubs and a diamond falling in the place that represent real estate, and those cards suggest to me that you would be able to find something that you really kind of like in a fairly short stretch of time. So if you're really looking hard now, I think you'll find something before the end of June.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that would give you plenty of time to have a closing and move in time for September.
All right. That sounds great.
All right, then. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Pauline in Fall River, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Pauline. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
My life has changed dramatically. I was in an accident, work-related, and I've been out of work since the end of last year.
You were in an accident? Say that again.
Correct.
An accident that was how related?
It was work-related.
Work-related, sorry. Okay.
Right, an accident.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've been out of work ever since.
Oh,
and I
dear.
I just want to know, right, and I just like to know what you see in the future, if I'm going to get up and go back, or if it's more therapy, or
right.
I'd just like to know where it's going.
Well, the Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And in the box that represents the human body, there are cards that indicate quite an injury. And you need to be patient with yourself. I think you will go back to work in time. I'm optimistic about you being well enough to be able to go back to work. But right now you have a job. Your job right now is to get your body as strong as you possibly can. And one of the things that's critically important for you to do, looking in your 3rd, 9th, and 12th houses, which has to do with harnessing the power of your own mind, you've got to use your mind to help you get healthier. You're a Scorpio, Pauline. Scorpios operate out of the emotions. And when you let your emotions take over right now, you get depressed. When you get depressed, you don't do the work you need to do to get your body healthier. So I would like you to hear me say to you very clearly, you do have a full-time job right now. That job is to get yourself healthy. If there's a health club nearby that you can do very modest exercise until you build up, I would encourage you to do that. You want to speak to your doctors and your physical therapist about that. But can you get back to work ultimately one of these days? I really am confident that you can, only right now the thinking has to be completely focused on your state of mind. Pauline, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, one line available, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions. And back to the phones we go. And we're going to start with BJ in Fall River. BJ, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
I'm starting school for my CDL license. And I was just wondering how I'm going to do with that, if I'm going to have any problems as far as my medical or the medication that I'm on going for the license.
What does CDL stand for?
It's a Class A driver's license to drive tractor-trailer truck.
Okay, all right. I needed to know that because when it comes to a question about an area of work, there are different sections of the cards that represent the businesses. Okay, so you want to get into truck driving, and in your third house, which has to do with that, you have all hearts and a diamond. So the cards look as if what medication you're on would not preclude you from working in the field. The problem is that you've got some stuff you've got to learn, and you're going to have to work at that, and that's not going to be easy for you, okay?
Awesome.
That's really the only thing you got to, you know, be prepared for is to really do your homework, BJ. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Carol on a cell phone. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Carol. I see you're a Virgo.
I am.
And what is your question?
I'm getting ready to retire. Is that going to be a good thing for me?
Wow, Virgo, retiring. Do Virgos ever retire?
Well, this one's going to try to.
I'm teasing. But I'll bet that when you're retired, you're going to work on the house, clean the closets, work on the yard. Right?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that you're going to stay home and knit.
No, I can't imagine I'm going to stay home and knit either, but I am planning on moving.
Okay.
And
so what does moving mean? I was exactly right. You're going to have to clean out the closet.
That's true.
All right. I have the card that represents you. And when it comes to the question of retirement, there's no problem in terms of the finances. You're perfectly okay on that. Obviously, you have not been rash and impulsive, and you're not thinking about retiring blithely. You've got things in place. You've done well. You've been okay in your career. The question is, what are you going to do next? And I know you're not ready to think about that today, but I will tell you, if you don't think about it fairly soon, you could wind up feeling a little depressed.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, as long as you do some thinking about what would you like to do that you haven't done, because I think you have some latitude. You have very nice cards around you, and the only thing you have to watch out for is you have some relatives around you who are going to say, wow, Carol's free. She can, she can help me with this, and she can help me with that. So,
so okay.
Yeah, be on the lookout, Carol.
Be on the lookout for that, right?
Yes, thank
you
for the call.
In other words, don't answer the phone.
Screen your calls. Thanks for calling us. 438-WPRO. Let's talk to Holly in Willimantic, Connecticut. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am well, thanks. And I see that you're a Libra. And what's your question for me?
I'm actually going through a divorce right now. We're both from different cultures, and I was just wondering if this is the right thing for both of us.
What if I said no? What would you do?
I would be happy, actually.
Really? So you don't want this divorce?
No, I don't.
Oh, Holly, I'm sorry. What's his birthday?
February 16th, 1973.
All right. So you are born under the sign of Libra, and he's an Aquarian, and usually that can work very well. And you fall in each other's seventh houses, and the seventh house is marriage and partnership. So what happened? Are there other people around you who have made things difficult?
I'm not sure. He says he's not happy, and like I said, it's a different culture, so.
Well, I understand all of that. Do you have a child?
No, I have two children from a previous marriage.
I see. So these poor kids were attached to one man, and now they've been attached to another man. This is tough for everybody. Is your husband willing to see a marriage counselor?
No.
I didn't think so. Not when you mentioned the other culture. I'll tell you, the picture in front of me says that this is a great pity, and maybe it didn't have to happen. But I'm talking to the wrong member of this couple, because you don't want it to happen.
Right.
And there's nothing I can do to help you make him change.
Right.
All you can really do is say to him, this isn't what I want. And I wish that you would try to work with me to try to make it better.
Right.
And if you've already said that to him and he won't hear, then I would suggest you go to a counselor all by yourself so you can deal with your own unhappiness.
Yeah.
Okay, Holly.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Sue on a cell phone. Sue, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Sue. Thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
That's correct.
And your question for me?
Just a sort of an overview on a relationship that I'm involved with, on and off again.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Cancer. What's his birthday?
He's an Aquarian.
Okay. So the King of Diamonds represents him, and the Queen of Spades represents you. Cancer and Aquarius is hardly the easiest of combinations. You know that, don't you? Cancer is arguably the most emotional sign in the zodiac, and Aquarius arguably the least. So you put the two of you together, and he wants you to be rational, and you want him to get in touch with his feelings. You drive each other nuts. You do.
Sometimes.
I know, and sometimes it's good, but sometimes isn't enough. So the two of you are in the same set of cards in this layout, but with the Eight of Spades separating you, and the Eight of Spades is a card of separation, a card of divorce. So clearly this relationship is not going well at this time.
Right.
Now, there are some things that might help.
Okay.
And since I'm talking to you, I can only tell you your half of it.
This is true.
When you deal with an Aquarian, Aquarians are people who are rational. They work out of the brain. They work out of thoughts, ideas, and plans. They work out of action. When there's something going on around them that's emotional, they want to sit down calmly, talk it over, and come to a conclusion about how to handle the problem. You, on the other hand, need some time to get through the emotions. You need to talk about the feelings. You need to talk about, this is what's going on. Don't you see how I'm feeling about this? he doesn't want to go there.
Right.
So you need to take that stuff to a girlfriend.
Okay.
And with him, you need to say, you know, this has been kind of a stressful stretch of time for me, and I'm working on it, and I'm not asking you to tell me what to do, but I'd love to know what your thoughts and ideas are. Those are his strong points. And okay. By the way, Aquarians certainly feel things. That's just not the system they operate out of.
Okay.
So when you ask an Aquarian to help you with something that's all emotional and all about your feelings, you don't get anywhere and you just frustrate him.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, you may feel that he isn't there for you emotionally because that's not how he operates. But
right.
He's there for you in all these other ways. So if you can accept him the way that he is and not drive him nuts, maybe there's some potential here. But as you said, this has been on again, off again. And if you want that to change and for it to become on again to stay, you need to look at those behaviors on each of your parts that doesn't work. Look at the behaviors that don't work and see whether you might change them.
Okay.
Did this make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
All right, Sue. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. We have 1 minute left. You know, Stacy, if I take your call now, I'm going to shortchange you. I don't want to do that to you or Raphael or Tom. So I'm going to ask you to all hold on through the news break, and then we will have plenty of time, and I won't rush you. In the meantime, in these last 30 seconds, may I remind you, I have several websites if you'd like to know a little bit more about what I do and about my books. My websites are MyrnaLamb.com and also AstrologyOfGreatSex.com. But if you go to MyrnaLamb.com, you can get to everything else from there. And by the way, we podcast all these old programs on my MySpace page. Of course, MyrnaLamb.com, MySpace.com, MyrnaLamb. Okay. So there's a lot of different ways that you can find out about me. And oh, yes, there's another way you can work with me. You know I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And that's 401-333-7970, 333-7970. But in addition to doing long-term and long-hour-long sessions, on Wednesday nights, I am available for instant readings, just like these, just like these. And all you have to do to participate in a Wednesday night reading is pick up your phone between 7 and 10 p.m. and call me at 333-7970. Okay, out of time for this hour. I want to say thank you to Ken, who does a bang-up job every hour, and invite you to please stay tuned for the second hour of the Myrna Lamb Show right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Right now, Laura Clerzio and the news.